insightful analysis, bold comments, friendly debates. Find all that on Roundtable, an in-depth discussion on hot topics in China, only on EZFM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Roundtable, coming to you from EZFM every day from 1 to 2 p.m. My name is Xiaohua, joined by He Yang and John Artman here in the studio. And I really shouldn't sound so upbeat right now, but it's only because we had a funny discussion about what we did over the weekend. But
right.
In fact, I have some pretty bad news for all of you out there.
I wouldn't say it's bad news.
Well, depending
Not all change is bad, but it certainly is change.
It is, and it involves John Artman.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, this is my second to last day here at China Radio International. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, actually, I begin a new job. I'll still be here in Beijing. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll still be able to contribute to Roundtable or other programs in some way, shape, or form, but certainly not full-time anymore.
Yeah, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but my heart just ached a little bit, teeny little bit.
Well, goodbyes are always hard. And I think, you know, it's... I'm not really ready for this, I guess, but it's just something that is, you know, life takes you in different directions, and I think, you know, I really like working at CRI. I love doing Roundtable with you guys. You know, the interaction with our listeners is phenomenal. We have a very, very loyal fan base, which is always great. They always get involved. But, you know, I have a wife to think of. I have two children. I have longer-term career goals that I need to think of as well. And unfortunately, you know, I can't really do that and stay here.
Yeah. And I'm sure some people might find it a little bit surprising when I say what I'm going to say in a couple of seconds, that I was a bit sad when I first got this news. And I can totally understand that, you know, John's got other things planned in life, and I do respect that. But without you, John, I think Roundtable is going to be very different. And without you, I can't think of a better person to fight with. and that has been one of the really fun things for me, and something that I look forward to between the 1 to 2 mm-hmm. time slot. And I just want to say, John, you are a wonderful colleague despite everything, and you are a very trusted and reliable friend to me as well. So it's hard to do this, I think.
Yeah,
but again,
I can't believe we're so emotional right now at the top of the show. But anyway, you continue, John.
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, different isn't always bad. I think it's just different. It's going to take time to get used to. And I think, you know, that's always the problem with doing radio, in a sense, and especially like something like what we do with Roundtable. It's a bit more personality based than just a news show. Chemistry is very important. You know, I've been at CRI for 5.5 years, and shows that I was working on previously, it took me like 2 years, basically until the show was over, until I actually was able to create chemistry with my co-host then. But with you guys, I mean, I think that we've all pretty much settled in fairly quickly. I think it was only maybe in the last, it was about, probably about 6, 7, 8 months ago, I think, that we really kind of hit our stride, where we really started to gel. But even before that, I think that, you know, we've all been pretty comfortable with each other from the beginning.
Really? Is that what you felt?
I think so.
Okay. Hoyan definitely felt a bit differently.
Well, yeah.
Let's just say that, you know, things got better and better. And,
yeah.
It's going to be hard to say goodbye to John.
Yeah, and I think it's not quite easy to form that kind of synergy, that kind of chemistry that happened on the three of us, shall I say? Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, you know, I'm on the one hand, I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty sure that with whoever is replacing you later, we are able to develop the, you know, at least the same kind of, or a different kind of,
well,
a different kind of synergy in chemistry.
Take comfort in the fact that I help pick the people who are, or at least the one person or one or two people who are going to end up being on Roundtable on a full-time basis. I think maybe you'll get to meet them maybe tomorrow or on Wednesday. I mean, by you, I mean the listeners, on tomorrow or Wednesday. But, you know, I just had lunch with him, and he's a very, very easy guy to talk with. Had a great conversation, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. Also for our listeners, you guys may want to know that for the next couple of months, it might not be like a very stable team that we have. I'm going to be here and Hyeong's not going anywhere else, but you know, that aspect, personality is probably going to shift a little bit here and there. But you know, I think it can be good and bad. I mean, we do want a stable team, but on the other hand, it's always good to have new voices and new personalities.
Exactly, new voices, and I think more importantly, new perspectives as well. I think that's one of the problems. And again, you know, I'm really thankful to our fan base, and I understand that, you know, as myself, as a radio lover, as a podcast listener, it's always bugged me when like there's a substitute for like one of the main hosts, or like, you know, like one of the podcasts that I listen to, for some reason the host goes on vacation and they get someone else to cover for him. But what I found was that, you know, I got used to the substitute, and then when the original host came back, I was like, what's going on? This is really weird. So I think, you know, it's all about what you get used to, and that transition period might be a little bit difficult. But again, I think the people that we have lined up, the new people that we're going to have, or that you will have, the people that we already have at CRI, they're very capable, and interesting people.
Yeah. And also, you know, I really appreciated our listeners' support, because, you know, for the time, a little bit while ago, we just changed our time slot, and we found that all our old listeners who interacted with us are still on this new time slot with us. So I really, really want to thank everybody, and hopefully with John gone, you know, people who hate John out there who are not participating, you can come back to us.
No one hates me.
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe there's something. Yeah.
Well, at least the messages we've received so far are quite supportive. Wei Qingbo says, John, you're leaving, and Koei basically is in tears.
Yeah.
And Lydia says, John, I'm so sad to hear that you're leaving, and you know, crying faces all over the platform. So,
well, it's not easy for me as well. Perhaps I show it a little bit better, but yeah, it's not going to be easy. I've been at CRI for 5.5 years.
Have you ever worked a job longer than this?
No, I haven't. I think, and in fact, I don't think I've ever lived in any one place as long as I've lived in Beijing. I've lived in Beijing for a little bit more than 7 years now. And I think before that, the longest I'd ever lived somewhere was in Miami, from when I was about 11 to when I was about 16, so about 5 years there.
Wow, yeah, so definitely means a lot to you. But you'll still be around, you know, hopefully you'll be joining our show in
some
shape or
form. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely open to that possibility. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to discuss that with the powers that be quite yet. But definitely, I'm very much open to it.
Yeah, and Liu Chunyan says, 好遗憾, John 离开了，难得是他的真实坦诚，很喜欢他的风格。Yeah, I think 真实 and 坦诚 sort of sum it up. And Jasmine also says goodbye. And there are so many goodbye messages. I'm just not going to read all of them out. But we still have a good show coming up for you, and John, please maintain your honesty and frankness that you've always
had. I wouldn't
trade
it in for the world.
Yeah. Wei Qingbo said that, who is, by the way, a longtime listener of CRI, said that he had experienced a lot of hosts leaving CRI, such as Trevor and Mark, not Mark Griffith, but the other Mark from China Drive back in 2007 and 2008. Mark Ripchuk, anyway. Yeah, I still remember his name.
Before my time.
Yeah, that's true. And so today, John's going to leave. Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Very sad. But he says, John, thanks for sharing your ideas and verbally fighting with Hoyang and those good memories on Roundtable. All the best. Remember
Thank
to come
you.
By.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah. And Li Hua says, please don't leave. It's not going to happen.
No, I have to, unfortunately. Yeah. I've already... Everything is in place. You know, if I decide not to leave, well, then I probably won't have a job anymore. So,
really?
Yeah. Well, anyway. I think that this has always been... This is one of the great things about radio. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to get involved in the first place. And I've always been interested in radio. Is it gives you a chance to talk. And I think that there's a lot to talk about, in fact. You know, there's so much that's going on in our society these days, and there's so much noise in the media especially, and I know that we're the media, but I mean, there's so much noise, and there's so much misleading information, in well-intentioned or not, that I think, you know, it's really important to be able to provide, you know, information or at least a perspective that tries to make sense out of all of it and tries to connect it. Because that's what really pisses me off about media in general. It's just these short, discrete stories Or updates to stories with very little effort to kind of piece it all together. You're kind of left to piece it together, for yourself, or someone who is a quote unquote supposed expert, you know, gets on the air or gets onto the TV and explains, you know, what it's supposed to be and so on and so on. But that's just one perspective. That's just one person, one woman, one man, and what they think. And I'm not trying to say that I'm anything more, but, I think that there's very little honest self-reflection in the media these days, and not just Chinese media, but media around the world, where I think that a lot of people are just, they end up being obsessed with their own self, and somehow they put themselves onto a pedestal, that they're always speaking the truth, and that the truth is always what they say, when I think that, you know, the truth is multipolar, the truth is a lot of different things. And again, I just feel like, you know, at least for myself, that's what I hope to have brought is just, you know, more from, for our listeners at least to realize that there's a lot more out there than what you're given. And there's a lot more information. There's a lot more happening than what you see on the TV, than what you read in the newspaper.
And also, I think that's the really fun and important part of our show when John and I, we fight and sometimes we can almost get physical, and yeah, John's laughing now.
Almost. She tries to touch me, and I don't.
No, I don't touch you. I have very long legs, you know, and I wear pointy shoes, and sometimes with spikes on them. And yeah, just do the thinking. So yeah, I think it's really important that I think we provide really different views on this show, and sometimes I try to knock John off his pedestal sometimes, and he does the same to me. And I hope you guys enjoy the fighting process.
Yeah, that's true. And on the one hand, I do have to say, I think, you know, media in China and around the world, they're just under a lot of pressure of producing contents all the time. So a lot of the times it's, you know, not enough engagement maybe, but also they're on a deadline. So, you know, people produce stuff that are not too well thought of.
Well, I think, yeah, and unfortunately, that's not really where the money is. I mean, if you look at it, I think globally, there's three PR people for every journalist or for every media worker.
Interesting.
And I'm pretty sure that's what it is in the US. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that applies globally, but that just tells you. I mean, so yeah, I mean, I think, you know, journalists, media workers, we are on a deadline. There's only a certain amount of information we can collect and then present and so on and so on. But part of that, what happens is that there's, you get a press release, you get a pre-edited package from a company, from a PR agency, and you roll with it because you need content. You need to be able to put something up there. But again, I mean, it tells you a lot about, you know, the state of information around the world, that there are more people working in PR. There's more money in public relations than there is in reporting, than there is in, you know, informing the public.
Yeah, that's true. And also, one of the troubles that we researchers when working on a topic for Roundtable is trying to find information. The only thing we end up finding is press releases released by different media outlets. And that's kind of sad when we come across
that. Or even
that.
Like this, like two or three different media outlets are basically running the exact same story.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's just based off of one or two press releases.
Yeah, but again, I don't want to point out that although one of John's catchphrases is "Who cares?" or "I don't care." Actually, you're probably one of the people that care a bit more than
Maybe.
Others.
Maybe.
Okay.